Last week, Jamaica hosted the 39th regular meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, at the Montego Bay Convention Center. Stay tuned for highlights of the opening ceremony on today's program. I'm Anthony Morgan. The Caribbean Community, CARICOM, has 15 member states and 5 associate members. The Conference of Heads of Government, which consists of the heads of government of the member states, is the supreme organ of CARICOM and determines its policy direction. Prime Minister of Barbados Mia Mottley, who was elected to office on May 24, was welcomed as the newest member of the conference at its 39th regular meeting, which ran from July 4 to 6. The conference also welcomed back Prime Ministers Dr. Keith Mitchell of Grenada, re-elected on March 13, and Gaston Brown of Antigua and Barbuda, who is re-elected on March 21. These heads all addressed the opening ceremony of the regular meeting on July 4, along with the outgoing chairman of the conference, President Jovenel Moïse of Haiti, the CARICOM Secretary General Ambassador Erwin LaRocque, and Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who assumed the chairmanship of the conference on July 1, reaffirmed Jamaica's commitment to the principal objectives of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, during his address. Mr. Holness adds that Jamaica's chairmanship of CARICOM over the next 6 months will focus on the rapid dynamics of the globe and the need for practical and effective responses. To the changing geopolitical and economic realities.
Our work will be undergirded by the theme Building Stronger, Resilient and Secure Partnerships for Prosperity. With this in mind, we will call upon all member states to summon the necessary political will and determination to ensure that all programs and initiatives are strategically focused and geared towards meeting an ambitious process of reform.
Mr. Holness says special emphasis will also be placed on the growing challenges relating to crime and violence, as well as initiatives to empower women and youth. In the meantime, the outgoing conference chair and president of Haiti, Jovenel Moïse, said he is ready to collaborate with Mr. Holness to ensure his successful tenure.
It is clear that our organization is faced with a very difficult situation. It's important to put together our efforts to find the ways and means to reinforce the process of regional integration.
In her first speech as a member of the conference, the Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, proposed that the process to verify certificates of recognition of CARICOM skills qualification be revamped to shorten the time in which this exercise is undertaken. This, she suggested, can be done by adjusting existing legislation to allow the burden of proof to be shifted to applicants to swear to the authenticity of certificates, and if found to be fraudulent, to show why the document should not be revoked.
If we do that simple amendment to the legislation, it means that that process, which is now taking 2 and 3 and 4 months, can now be done within 2 to 3 days at most with respect to accreditation.
Under the CARICOM Free Movement of Skilled Persons Act, the Certificate of Recognition of CARICOM Skills Qualification guarantees qualified nationals the benefit of moving and working freely across the region without the need for a work permit or permit of stay. Prime Minister Mottley has also been tasked with oversight of the Caribbean Single Market and Economy, CSME, a move which Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, Gaston Brown, believes will bear fruit.
Her known commitment to Caribbean integration and her belief in it as a vehicle for the betterment of the Caribbean peoples, together with her own record of delivering Caribbean results, encouraged me to believe that the brake which was applied to the CSME in 2011 will now be released and the process will be accelerated.
And the Prime Minister of Grenada, Dr. Keith Mitchell, has lauded CARICOM for taking steps in developing the work plan for the region's single information communication and technology ICT space. He says a multi-stakeholder partnership to fast-track specific elements of the single ICT space is to be launched in the coming months. And that's it for our highlights. Thanks for listening. On behalf of studio engineer Dante Matthews, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.